Page 188. B. Hope in My Heart by Catherine Lasky. Extract from Dear America, Hope in My Heart, Sophia's Immigrant Diary.
January 30th, 1903. On board the steamship Florida. Sometimes I think that what coming to America really means is choosing. Choosing between bad choices and worse. For example, would I prefer to sleep in the bunk beneath the lady who smells like rotten fruit, or the one who sleeps with the salami, a soprassata, the smelliest of all salamis? There is no escaping these smells. We must all sleep so close. We are packed into dark cabins like anchovies in a tin. We sleep in narrow bunks stacked three high. My sister, Gabriella, says we probably smell too because there are no showers. I say, not like a salami, I don't. So here is the next choice. No showers, or go on deck when it's raining and get pneumonia. Oh, I could make such a long list. And we are only 2 weeks out from Genoa, Italy. Only, they say. It seems like 2 years. And we have only maybe one more week, maybe, until we reach New York. Then add another year for the 1 week and 6 months for the maybe, for that is what it will feel like. We, our family, the Monaris, are six in all. There is myself, Sophia. I am 9. There is my older sister, Gabriella, who is 13, and our 2 younger brothers. Luca is 7, and baby Marco is 8 months. Then there is our mama and papa. We all come from Italy, from the town of Cento. It is where the most beautiful, juiciest, tastiest tomatoes in Italy grow. In the world, Papa says. But since my grandparents died, the Monari farm has gone to my father's oldest brother. That is the custom. So we decided to come to America, where there are not so many customs, Papa says. Where it does not matter if you are the oldest or the youngest, but just how hard you work. I am not sure what work Papa will do. He talks of starting a grocery store. January 31st, 1903. The weather has turned rough again, and Gabriella is throwing up. I am proud to say that I have not once thrown up on this trip. Papa says I have un stomaco di ferro, a stomach made of iron. I threw up once when I was 4 years old. I have not forgotten. I have a long memory. Do you know the famous volcano in Italy, Mount Vesuvius? It destroyed 2 whole cities, Pompeii and Herculaneum. Well, when I threw up, that is what it felt like, Vesuvius in my gut. No, grazie. I am not a city waiting to be destroyed by an exploding volcano. I am a girl waiting to get to America. And the wait is long. It is boring. And it is smelly. February 1st, 1903. Poor Gabriella. She was throwing up again today in the special throw-up bucket that Mama found somewhere and made it ours. Our first new possession on our voyage to the land they call the Golden Country. How charming, I think, a throw-up bucket. Anyhow, Signora Salami came over to Gabriella and began patting her head and leaning over her to comfort her. Of course, with all that salami smell, it made Gabriella throw up all the more. Imagine the ship tossing like crazy and then Signora Salami breathing in her face. And you know what Gabriella said after the lady left? I think I'd rather be a nun than throw up one more time. See what I mean about choices? Great Auntie Mirella, Mama's aunt, is a nun at the convent of Santa Giustina dei Monti. Auntie wanted Gabriella to become a nun, but Gabriella didn't want to. I try to comfort Gabriella. I say, no, Gabby, you don't want to be a nun. It lasts longer than throwing up. I don't think she looks convinced, so I say, you would not make a good nun. and she looks up slyly at me and says, "But I am a fantastic barfer," and we both laugh. It is the first time I have seen her laugh in days. This must be a good sign. February 2nd, 1903. The sea has smoothed out and the sun is out. Gabriella, Luca, and I go on deck with Papa. I squint hard into the horizon line. I try to imagine what this new country, this city with tall, tall buildings, will look like. Cento, where we lived, was a small city. Well, not really a city, but bigger than a village. And all around the outside of the city were fields for growing tomatoes and grapes for wine. "Papa," I say suddenly, "do they grow tomatoes in New York City?" "Oh, no, there is not enough space." "But what is there space for?" I ask. "People, buildings, carts." "But what do the people and the carts do?" "Business." Then Gabriella tells me I ask too many questions. But I have one last question. If they don't grow tomatoes in the city, where do they grow them? "Out in the country," he replies. This, of course, sets off Luca. "Out west with the cowboys and the Indians!" Luca is obsessed with cowboys and Indians. He wishes we were going out west instead of to New York City. But I don't think they grow tomatoes out west. I don't think cowboys are interested in growing tomatoes. If they were, they would be called tomato boys and not cowboys. I suddenly miss tomatoes so fiercely that I can taste them. I swallow and think of Mama's salsa pomodoro, tomato sauce, and I think of tomato slices with basil in the summer. I think of tomatoes stuffed with rice. The sun is just beginning to set. It is sinking toward the horizon, and just as it touches, it begins to sort of squash out at the bottom where it meets the water. And you know what I picture? A big, red, juicy tomato. What kind of country can it be if it doesn't grow tomatoes? February 3rd, 1903. They say that the first thing we will see of America is the Statue of Liberty. I cannot imagine what this statue might look like. She is supposed to stand very tall and carry a torch. Later. There is this boy, Giuseppe. I think he likes Gabriella. He is 14 and he is short, but he has a very nice face. Anyway, he is also very smart. He knows all about the Statue of Liberty. They call her Miss Liberty, he says. He drew us a picture of her. She wears a crown and holds a torch in one hand, and Giuseppe says that if you measure her from her feet to the tip of the torch, she stands more than 300 feet tall. But that is not the only amazing thing. Her hand is 16 feet long, and her finger is 8 feet long. And guess how long her nose is? 4 feet and 6 inches. They say we should begin looking for her in 3 days. But if the weather is good, Gabriella, Giuseppe, and I are going to start looking tomorrow. February 4th, 1903. No Miss Liberty yet, but I had a funny dream last night. I dreamed that there was a tomato stuck on the tip of that torch she carries. Later, still no Miss Liberty. But guess what? I saw that Gabriella and Giuseppe were holding hands. They didn't think anyone saw them because we were in a bunch of people on deck, all pressed together and looking out across the ocean. This is when it pays to be short. No view across the ocean, but a very good view of people's butts, old men's paunches, and people's hands. I saw you-know-whose hands. They had their fingers laced together, ever so casually. As a matter of fact, it made me think they had done this before. I am now wondering whether I should tell Gabriella what I saw. Probably not, but I'm not sure if I can resist. But if I do tell her, they might stop doing it, or worse, try to get away from me so they could hold hands. Then I would feel left out. I hate feeling left out. Still later. They were doing it again this evening. I hope Gabriella realizes how right I was about her not being a good nun. Now let's hope she does not show her skills as a barfer. Oh my goodness, I would simply die of embarrassment if she threw up on Giuseppe. February 5th, 1903. Still no Miss Liberty. Still lots of hand-holding. No throwing up. I pray for calm seas for Gabriella's sake. If it does get rough, should I stand nearby with the throw-up bucket? I could hide it under my cape. Later. I cannot believe it. Guess what? Giuseppe's aunt is Signora Salami. This is so embarrassing. He even says so. He says she loves soprassata, and they begged her not to carry it all this way. He says, though, that she eats so much of it that even when she is not carrying it, she still smells like it. He says in the summertime she sweats garlic. Maybe Gabriella should think twice about really falling in love with Giuseppe. Still later. I have thought of one good thing about Giuseppe having Signora Salami as his aunt. If Gabriella throws up, well, she is not the only one who has something to be embarrassed about. So does Giuseppe. It's more even this way. February 6th, 1903. We see her! We see her! Miss Liberty at last! At first, she was just a little smudge on the horizon. And then it was as if a very prickly star were melting out of the sky. That was her crown. The rays of the crown became clearer and clearer. Giuseppe says there are 7 rays, and these stand for the 7 seas and the 7 continents of the earth. He says this while secretly, so he thinks, holding Gabriella's hand, and Gabriella looks moony at him as if he has just said the most impossibly romantic thing in the whole wide world. I had a good view of Miss Liberty for about 8 minutes. Then this incredibly fat man waddled in front of me. He was so rude, and a fight broke out. I could have gotten squashed. I could have gotten trampled, maybe even tossed overboard in the fray. I was so mad. It's miserable being short. There are 1,600 people on this boat, and it seemed like every one of them were in front of me. I squirreled around and finally found a look-through place. Miss Liberty grows clearer with each minute that passes. I can see her torch now. Papa promises me that when we get really near, he will put me on his shoulders to see. I heard one of the crew say that it would be hours before we are really close. I hope it isn't dark by then.